Genesis chapter 19, verse 1. And there came two angels to Sodom at even, and Lot sat in the gate of Sodom. And Lot, seeing them, rose up to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground. And he said, Behold now, my lords, turn in, I pray you, into your servant's house, and tarry all night, and wash your feet. And ye shall rise up early, and go on your ways. And they said, Nay, but we will abide in the street all night. And he pressed upon them greatly. And they turned in unto him, and entered into his house. And he made them a feast, and did bake unleavened bread, and they did eat. But before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house around, both old and young, all the people from every quarter. And they called unto Lot, and said unto him, Where are the men which came in to thee this night? Bring them out unto us, that we may know them. And Lot went out at the door unto them, and shut the door after him, and said, I pray you, brethren, do not so wickedly. Behold now, I have two daughters, which have not known man. Let me, I pray you, bring them out unto you, and do ye to them as is good in your eyes. Only unto these men do nothing, for therefore came they under the shadow of my roof. And they said, Stand back. And they said again, This one fellow came in to sojourn, and he will needs be a judge. Now will we deal worse with thee than with them. And they pressed sore upon the man, even Lot, and came near to break the door. But the men put forth their hand, and pulled Lot into the house to them, and shut to the door. And they smote the men that were at the door of the house with blindness, both small and great, so that they wearied themselves to find the door. And the men said unto Lot, Hast thou here any besides son-in-law, and thy sons and thy daughters, and whatsoever thou hast in the city? Bring them out of this place, for we will destroy this place, because the cry of them is waxen great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord hath sent us to destroy it. And Lot went out and spake unto his sons-in-law, which were married his daughters, and said, Up, get you out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city. But he seemed as one that mocked unto his sons-in-law. And when the morning arose, then the angels hastened Lot, saying, Arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters, which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. And while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand, and upon the hand of his wife, and upon the hand of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful unto him. And they brought him forth, and set him without the city. And it came to pass, when they had brought them forth abroad, that he said, Escape for thy life, look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed.
This is my father's word.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio broadcast of our Free Presbyterian Church, and this is Pastor Ian Gallagher. What a privilege to bring you the message of the Lord's Word today. The Bible is a book of truth, and it's filled with promises. It also contains warnings, and today's passage is a great warning that we flee from the wrath to come, and that we ensure that our souls are saved. I hope that you are trusting in the Lord Jesus as your Redeemer and your Savior. Christianity is the only gospel with a living Savior. And of course, we boast in that and we delight in that because our Lord Jesus had to lay down his life upon the cross to be our Savior. He offered up himself as an atoning sacrifice to cover over our sins, that he might hide them out of view so that God's wrath is turned away. And it was that sacrifice offered by the Lord Jesus on the cross at Calvary that made atonement, made satisfaction, so that the full payment, the full debt that we owed, is paid in full. And we can rejoice that there is a way to be saved from sin, to have on the perfect righteousness of the Lord Jesus, to stand in God's presence, declared perfectly righteous or free from all sin and condemnation. This is the good news that Jesus saves. And today we come now to the story of Lot fleeing from the city of Sodom. And he is an example, a warning, but also an example of how to be saved. Remember the three men that visited Abraham and Sarah and gave them the wonderful good news that they were going to have a child, and because of their laughter, that child would be called Isaac, which means laughter. Well, two of those visiting men went on to visit Lot in the city of Sodom. And when they arrived there, they found Lot sitting at the gate with the rulers. You see, Lot firstly pitched his tent towards Sodom, get it quite close to the city. And then at some point, he must have moved into the city. And then he became a leader to sit with the elders of the city at the gate, which was the place of discussion, debate, and decision. And Lot was not in a very good place because he had to tolerate a lot of terrible sins and not a thing he could say about it. Now, the two men who were messengers from God, they greeted Lot very kindly, and Lot, he treated them as if they were friends. And the men were going to spend the night in the street of the city. They had no lodging,
and they were just going to stay in the street. But Lot insisted, no, you cannot stay out here in the street. It's not safe for you to do that. Come into my home and lodge with me tonight. And he persuaded them to come and stay within his home. And then there came a knock at the door. There were voices and shouting out in the street. And the men and the teenage boys of the city were all out, are gathering around the house of Lot and banging at his door. Now, these wicked, ungodly men of Sodom wanted Lot to send his guests out to them that they might abuse them. But Lot said no. And in return, the men of Sodom shouted nasty things to Lot about coming as a stranger to live in their city and then telling them what they can and cannot do. And their voices got louder and louder, and the banging on the door made it rattle and shake. The wicked men were ready to burst into Lot's home. So Lot, he went out of his house and he pleaded with these men to back off and to leave his guests alone. But they wouldn't, and Lot's life was in danger. And so these visiting men, who were messengers from God, they brought Lot back into the house. They shut the door, and then they blinded all the men that were gathering out in the street. And those men had great difficulty even to find the house of Lot. And so Lot was safe, the men were safe, and Lot's wife and daughters were also safe. Now, the men told Lot that they were sent by God on a special message to warn Lot that God was going to destroy this city of Sodom because its sins were a terrible offense in the face of God. Now, remember what I said before, that sin offends God. It's like throwing toilet water in God's face. And that's how God felt about Sodom. And so it was to be judged by God and totally burned up by a terrible fire of brimstone, and the trouble that was coming upon the city was absolutely awful. And so Lot began to warn his family, just as the messengers told him. He told his wife and daughters, and they were married, and he told his sons-in-law. But his sons-in-law, who were married to his daughters, they just laughed. They said, "Lot, you're joking. There's no way that we're in trouble here. It's safe. Just leave us alone." And so early in the morning, Lot awoke and he got his wife and his daughters ready, but they were messing around, taking so long. And then the messengers, these two men that came from God, they grabbed Lot, his wife and daughters, and they dragged them, hurrying them out of the city just in time before the judgment fell upon that city. Now, Lot pleaded with these men, don't take me away into the mountains. Let me dwell in a little town called Zoar. And he thought that he would be safe there. Now, he didn't realize the extent of the terrible judgment that was coming. He didn't understand what this raining of fire and brimstone would be like. And so they allowed him to go and live in the little town of Zoar. Now the Bible says, "The Lord rained upon Sodom and Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven." Now I want you to think about this. Fireballs fell on those cities. They were fueled by brimstone that gave off hot sulfuric gases, and such was the fury of the fire that the people were all gone. the cities were gone, and the land was so scorched that it could never grow anything again. The Bible says that Abraham got up early in the morning to the place where he stood before the Lord, and he looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah and toward all the land of the plain. And behold, and lo, the smoke of this country went up as the smoke of a furnace. It was a terrible destruction that fell upon Sodom, Gomorrah, and some of the surrounding places. Now, that area is now known as the Dead Sea, and nothing grows there to this day. Even after 4,000 years, there are still sulfur mountains and pillars of salt that kills off anything that tries to grow. And even the lake that is called now the Dead Sea, for fish cannot live in its salty waters. Speaking of salt, did you know that Lot's wife was destroyed when she looked back toward that city? And that meant that her heart was still in it. And because she looked back, she was turned into a pillar of salt as a judgment that was upon her. Now, the Lord Jesus spoke about that day. When the Lord Jesus was speaking to his disciples, he said to them, "Remember Lot's wife." The Lord used the fate of Lot's wife to warn us not to love the world more than our souls. And then the Lord Jesus said, "As it was in the days of Lot, so shall it be when he returns. Then at the coming of the Lord Jesus, the world will be destroyed by a worldwide fire, and it will destroy everything." Now, some people mock at the idea of God's judgment, but we have seen in these early chapters of the Bible that God's judgment is real. God judged the people of Noah's day because of their wickedness, and he judged the people of Sodom and Gomorrah because of their terrible wickedness. And it's not enough just to know that God judges sin. You must flee from it. You must get out of that wickedness and turn to the Lord with all your heart. Now, to repent, to be saved, you must turn from those sins and those lusts of this world and hate them with a holy hatred. That's what happened to Lot's wife. She did not hate the sins of Sodom and Gomorrah as she should. And as she looked back with her interest and her heart there, she was turned into that pillar of salt. And you cannot be saved while you're still in love with this world. You must hate its sin. You must turn your back upon sin. And you must look to the Lord Jesus to be your Lord, your Savior, and to redeem you, because sin will destroy you. But thankfully, the good news of the gospel is that you can be saved, and the Lord Jesus calls you and will pardon you from all your sins. He takes no delight in judging sinners. Over and over again, the Lord taught that he came into the world not to destroy it, but to save sinners. Now, we know this is true, for the Lord Jesus suffered on the cross that we might not suffer. He took God's wrath, the punishment for our sins, upon his own body, that we would be set free. And so, everyone that trusts in the Lord Jesus, hates sin, and looks to the Lord to save them will certainly be saved. And like those men who visited Lot and dragged them out of Sodom, the Lord Jesus will draw you away from the sins of this world to save you. He will set you on the way to heaven, and then you will never know the wrath of God in hell. Here's a gospel promise for you. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, this is Pastor Ian Gallagher, and I want to invite you to faith in the Lord Jesus, to believe in the Lord as your Savior. Perhaps you are a church-going, Bible-reading person, but you've never called on the Lord to save your soul. This is vital. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. The flip side of that great statement is, believe not, doubt, and you're damned. And so it is important that you waken up and put your trust in the Lord Jesus. For feelings come and feelings go, and feelings are deceiving. My warrant is the Word of God. Naught else is worth believing. Though all my heart should feel condemned for want of some sweet token, there is but one greater than my heart, whose word cannot be broken. And you need to take that step of faith, believing in the word, the promises of the Lord. A great man once said that of all the experiences of his life that he could remember, there was nothing that gave him such unmixed joy as when, on a crowded street of a great city, a little child looked up into his face and put his tiny hand in his great one and said, "Take me across the street to the other side." It was an honor to the strong man to take that trusting child across the street. Are there not streets ahead for you to cross? Is there some difficulty that you must meet? And do you need a strong arm to take you over to the other side? Put your hand in the hand of Christ. Simple confidence in Him will delight His heart, and the Lord will be your Savior too. Join with me for prayer. Father, we thank Thee today for the gospel of Your dear Son. We thank Thee for the promises that whosoever believeth on the Son shall be saved. There is no doubt about it. There are no question marks. There is absolute certainty that God has said it. We believe it, and sinners who come will be washed, have their sins washed away, and their names written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We thank thee for this glorious gospel, and may you work today to draw the net to bring sinners to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. This I earnestly pray with all my heart, believing in your word and in the gospel. Amen. You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church in Canada. This is Pastor Ian Gallagher. If you missed part of today's program or would like to hear it again, you will find it on our podcast on iTunes. Search for Let the Bible Speak podcast. Or you can find our programs archived by program date on our website. There you can search for sermons and articles to help you know God's way of salvation and live the Christian life. Just go to www.ltbs.ca. If you've been blessed through the Lord's Word today, and if I can be of personal help to you, please feel free to call me, Ian Gallagher, at 604-576-1091. For information on our Free Presbyterian Church in Scarborough at Nielsen and Finch, you can contact Dr. Larry Saunders at 416-297-1212, or go to the church website, www.torontofpc.ca. For our Free Presbyterian Church in Barrie, call Reverend Anthony DiDerno at 416-305-4274. For our Free Presbyterian Church in Port Hope, contact Reverend Reggie Cranston at 905-885-2240, or click on Port Hope FPC.org. You will be welcome at any of their Sunday services at 11 a.m. or 6 p.m. May the Lord bless you with saving faith in our Lord Jesus. As the Savior of sinners, He is able to save from the guttermost to the uttermost. Be sure to join us again at this time next week here on Joy Radio when once more we let the Bible speak.